Title: Employee Separation Agreements Likely to Face Increased EEOC Scrutiny. Content: The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, the agency tasked with enforcing federal labor laws, was deputized by Congress in 1972 with authority to bring lawsuits against employers for violating anti-discrimination laws and retaliating against employees. Since then, the agency has made a concerted and aggressive effort to challenge, among other things, standard clauses in separation agreements that have the potential to chill former employees' participation in legal actions against their former employers, including non-cooperation and covenant not to sue clauses. This concern is especially salient in the age of COVID-19, where many employers are using separation agreements at a breakneck pace due to the unprecedented rate of employee layoffs, and EEOC enforcement actions may be just around the corner. While the agency's efforts have largely failed to date, the EEOC's current strategic enforcement plan suggests that the agency intends to bring further enforcement actions against employers that offer separation agreements conditioning receipt of severance pay on prohibitions that disincentivize or prohibit employee participation in legal actions. Moreover, the EEOC, which currently has a Republican majority, will likely become more employee-friendly when Trump-appointed Commissioner Janet Dillon's term expires in July 2022. In light of the agency's efforts, employers should carefully examine their separation agreements to ensure they pass EEOC muster. Separation agreements: what is the EEOC's position? While separation agreements typically differ from employer to employer, common clauses include non-cooperation, prohibiting employees from cooperating with any person or entity in bringing lawsuits in state or federal court, and a covenant not to sue, prohibiting employees from filing a lawsuit, charge, or complaint against their former employer. For purposes of this article, these common clauses will be referred to as waiver clauses. The EEOC is generally tolerant of bare-bones separation agreements. CEEOC Q&A Understanding Waivers of Discrimination Claims in Employee Severance Agreements, Appendix B. However, the agency, which relies heavily on former employees to come forward and assist the agency in its enforcement actions against employers, takes the position that waiver clauses deprive the EEOC of important testimony and evidence needed to determine whether discrimination has occurred and constitute unlawful retaliation in violation of federal employment rights statutes. Accordingly, the EEOC has brought countless actions against employers that condition receipt of severance benefits on former employees accepting waiver clauses that purport to limit or disincentivize former employees from engaging in, or assisting with, litigation against employers. The EEOC's evolving efforts to invalidate waiver clauses in separation agreements: at first, the EEOC attacked waiver clauses on the grounds that their mere inclusion in separation agreements constituted per se retaliation. In the 80s and 90s, the EEOC's theory gained traction in the courts. In 1987, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals held that a waiver of the right to file a charge is void as against public policy. CEEOC v. Cosmere, Inc., L'Oreal Hair Care DIV, 821 F. 2D 1085, 1090, Fifth Circle 1987. Then, in 1996, the First Circuit Court of Appeals enjoined non-cooperation clauses which prohibited employees from communicating with the EEOC, noting that an employee's right to communicate with the EEOC is not a right that an employer can purchase from an employee. EEOC v. Astra USA, Inc., 94 F.3d 738, 744-45 N.5, First Circle 1996. Riding its wave of success, the EEOC issued guidance in 1997 stating that employers may not interfere with an individual's protected right to file a charge, testify, assist, or participate in any manner in an EEOC investigation, hearing, or proceeding. However, the tide began to change when, in 2006, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed with the agency's per se retaliation theory. CEEOC v. Sundance Rehabilitation Corporation, 466 F.3d 490, 500-501, Sixth Circle 2006, holding: That mere inclusion of clause in separation agreement conditioning severance payment on promise from terminated employee not to file charges with EOC did not make the agreement in and of itself retaliatory. Sub.